Many people already know the do's and don'ts of financial fraud, but new figures show transfer scams are on the rise across the UK as Brits continue to be caught out by increasingly inventive criminals. Today, the Take 5 to Stop Fraud campaign, a partnership between FFA UK and the UK government to help consumers avoid fraud, is issuing its advice to consumers on how they can protect themselves from transfer scams. And here to tell us a bit more about the campaign is Tony Blake, Senior Fraud Prevention Officer at the Dedicated Card Payment Crime Unit, DCPU. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Barry.
So can you tell us a bit about the campaign then, please, Tony?
Yeah, the Take 5 campaign is a national fraud awareness campaign, and it's aimed at helping people take back control and help up to beat financial fraud. And what it is telling people, actually, it doesn't matter whether it's a phone call, an email, a text message, whatever it is, stop and think. Take a bit of time. Don't get panicked. Don't get flustered. That's where the fraudster wants you to be. Stop and think. Is this really the person is purporting to be? Is this really the bank, the police, whatever organisation it is? So, you know, we've got a strap line, my money, my info, I don't think so. And that's the default position you need to be in until you're certain that the person you're giving your financial or personal information to is the person that they're purporting to be. So just make sure you know who you're talking to.
What is a transfer scam?
So an example of a transfer scam would be where someone rings you up, purports to be from your bank. They know your name, they know who you bank with, they know a little bit more about you probably, and they gain your trust because they sound like they come from the bank. They can talk the talk. But they're fraudsters. They're sophisticated criminals. They're not chancers. They're sophisticated, organised criminal gangs. And they want to gain your trust to believe that you're the bank. And because they know a bit about you, because they know, you know, who you bank with and they can talk the talk, often people do trust them and believe in them. And what they then tell you is that you've got a problem with your account, been compromised, and you need to quickly transfer all of the money in your account over to a safe account, which they've set up for you in order to do that. But of course, because it's a fraudster, that safe account isn't a safe account. It's an account that the fraudster has control of. And once you transfer your money to it, that money then leaves that account and goes to a number of other accounts and is gone. So it's a sophisticated scam and one that's unfortunately getting a lot of people. Over 1 million and £100 million has gone in the first 6 months this year to this type of fraud. So it's a serious thing.
Is this one of the pitfalls of the technology world we live in, Tony? Why the rise?
That particular one's just over the telephone. So it's not necessarily technology based other than, of course, the online banking side of it probably. But it's just that fraudsters are finding it hard to get into banking systems. Other types of crime, your more traditional crimes, if you like, your burglaries, etc. You've got to physically be there. And, you know, and nowadays you can be sat in your house on the end of a phone or the end of the computer and tricking people out of an awful lot of money and it's far more lucrative for the criminals. So I think that's why we're seeing the rise. You know, criminals are moving from the less traditional crimes onto the sort of the frauds, the scams, the cybercrime type of thing.
Is there certain sections of society more vulnerable than others?
So all sections of society are vulnerable to these types of scams and these types of frauds. It doesn't matter whether you're a young person, an older person, it really doesn't matter, or a business. Even the large businesses are falling victims to these types of scams. So we all need to up our game. We all need to be aware of the sorts of frauds and scams that these criminals are perpetrating onto us and raise our game and look at the message. Looking at the messages and making sure that we know what's going on.
Times are hard enough. Christmas is coming up as well, Tony. What can people do to protect themselves then?
Well, the best message is to make sure you know who you're talking to. You know, if someone's asking you for personal or financial information, you need to make sure that person's entitled to it. And the best way to do that is to call them back on a number that you know is correct. Not to start giving away your information unless you know 100% that those people are who they say they are and they're entitled to it. And the best way to do that is to call them on a number that you know, not a number you're given, but a number that you know is correct. And then you know who you're speaking to. So we just all need to say, we all need to up our game a little bit.
What happens if you are a victim of crime? How do people reclaim their money if indeed they can?
Well, if you're a victim of a scam or a fraud, or you even think you have been, then the first place you need to go, of course, is your bank or your building society. Get in touch with them immediately, and I mean immediately, because they may be able to prevent more money leaving your account or actually get some of the money back that's gone. So it's really important to get in touch with them first, and then the next thing you need to do is to contact and report it to the police, which is action fraud. If it's not your local police, then normally the National Reporting Centre for Fraud is action fraud. So you need to get in touch with them.
And finally, where can people find out more information about the campaign?
Well, more information can be found out online at www.take5-stopfraud.org.uk. It's the Take 5 to Stop Fraud website, and there's loads of good information on there that people can get to help them protect themselves from financial fraud.
Tony Blake, Senior Fraud Prevention Officer at the Dedicated Card and Payment Crime Unit. Thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Barry.